Get it on tonight. That's the Kalaharians right here on Fresh FM. As I promised earlier, I have a guest in studio today. We are joined by Dr. Jacobs from Stadio Namibia. Good afternoon, Dr. Jacobs.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm always good. How are you doing?
No, doing okay.
Awesome. This past weekend, you guys had the open day at Verno. How was that experience?
It went quite well. We got a lot of visitors. And we also got a lot of people that called in based on the outside broadcast. Mm-hmm. So yes, all in all, it went well.
Awesome. Let's jump quickly straight into business. I understand Stadio Namibia has offers distance learning as well. What are the advantages of studying distance with Stadio Namibia?
You see, in Namibia, we offer all our qualifications on a distance mode. Mm-hmm. I think some of the most important advantages that we would include in the fact that you can do it at your own pace. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can also do it in your own space. That's the two key elements
for
distance education. Then there's the financial aspect of that as well. You know, higher education can be prohibitively expensive for many people. Distance education provides an opportunity where you can reduce that cost significantly. There's no accommodation cost, transport cost, pocket money, cost for communication, cost for internet access, all these things. Because if these things are already at home, you don't have to make additional arrangements.
Exactly.
Some of these costs make up more than half of the cost of tertiary education for many students.
Wow.
The cost determines whether you can have access to higher education or not. It's as simple as that. We have to accept the fact that not all of us will have the privilege of going to university on a full-time basis. It can't happen
exactly for
everybody. Some of us must work and study because that is where opportunity takes us. You see, so, but we must think about this. Will I defer my studies just because I can't afford the transport, accommodation, and other peripheral costs? Or the reality is that soon as you can afford the registration and tuition fee, you can have access to distance education.
Exactly.
So that's the choice that people need to make. People need to also understand that distance education and full-time education, these things are on par.
Mm-hmm.
These things are on the same level.
Exactly.
Governed by the same rules and regulations and so on.
Exactly.
So sometimes you have to start in distance education, get that first qualification, get that first job, and maybe then you can go to full-time studies.
Exactly.
And vice versa. Some of us, we complete your qualification on full-time first, and once you have a job, you don't have a choice. If you want to grow, you have to do distance education.
Exactly.
But I think people need to think about this a little bit more.
True, true, true.
Especially the younger generation, because they have this idea that I have to go to university full-time.
Mm-hmm. You have to finish as soon as possible.
Yeah, but distance education, it's the same time. A degree is still 3 years. It depends on what you make from it, of it.
Exactly. And I understand Stadio Namibia is also introducing new programs. What exactly are those programs that you guys offer?
Yes, we have introduced two new programs. It's the Bachelor of Commerce degree that we are using, a general BCom degree, and it has specializations in the field of economics, financial management, risk management, and investment management. So these are very interesting specializations for people in those industries.
Yes.
Then we are excited about the extended higher certificate that we are introducing. This will allow grade 11 students to get access to our higher education programs. So they will be required to be doing a bridging semester that would include subjects that will focus on numeracy, literacy, English as a language, and then entrepreneurship. Once they've completed the bridging component, they will be enrolled for the higher certificate. They will receive credit for at least one of the bridging subjects when they enroll for the higher certificate.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have at least 20 points in grade 11, of which three of the subjects must be a minimum C symbol.
Okay.
And not lower than an E in English. And G symbols will not be considered when we calculate the points.
Okay.
Those are the entry requirements. This will make the program an 18-month program. Currently, the higher certificate is a one-year program. If we add the 6 months additional bridging, then it becomes an 18-month program. This is quite an opportunity for those who have a grade 11 and that want to continue with higher education. we really look forward to having more school leavers in our programs through this initiative.
Exactly. And I've noticed that Namibia had the open day last weekend, and I'm hearing you're planning another open day again.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about that one?
Yes, on the 24th of November, we will be hosting the postgraduate research quality workshop. Mm-hmm. This is for anyone that is interested in postgraduate studies at Stadio. It will be hosted at our offices. We have invited a speaker from amongst our senior academics, and also some of our doctoral students will be there to share some of their experiences with Stadio.
Okay.
We will, of course, serve refreshments and lunch. We have a lot of bookings already, and seating is limited, so we would like to encourage those that are interested to book their seats as soon as possible.
Exactly. And to all the listeners that are listening, and maybe they want to register, or they want to maybe also come for this open day, how exactly can we contact Stadio Namibia, and where exactly can we find you?
Yes, in terms of our physical address, we are at 24 Wagner Street in Windhoek West, mm-hmm. or our office is also in Marula Mall on Godiva, shop of F20 there on the upper level. Our telephone number is 083-331-0080, and our email addresses are hellonum@stadio.ac.za for the Windhoek office, and of course hellonumgodiva@stadio.ac.za for the Northern office. Mm-hmm. In terms of social media, people can find us on Facebook as Stadio Namibia, on Instagram as Stadio Namibia, formerly SBS. Mm-hmm. And of course, they can also visit our website for more information at www.stadio.ac.za.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacobs, for that very informative session. It's always a pleasure having you in studio.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. You found that out right here on Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. That was Dr. Jacobs from Stadio Namibia. Do stay tuned, the heart and soul of Namibia, because we have so much in store for you. So little time, and it's almost time for me to say my goodbye. So just stay tuned for just a bit longer. It's 12:38 on the clock, and this is the Fresh Mid-Morning.
Every Coca-Cola